You have a sugar buzz
gone.
You
just accused me of being chocolate drunk, you called me.
I did?
Didn't you say I'm chocolate drunk? What did you say?
You have a chocolate buzz going.
I have had a lot of chocolate in the last 3 minutes, and I'm just getting started, Wendy. If you think what I've had so far is a lot, forget it.
And Dane? I got to tell you, people, too, is Bill, he's offered, you know, the accoutrements of food and treats and sweets on a regular basis, and oftentimes he will wave them off, you know, with respect and all that. And
Not today.
Nope. Like, not today. You went to town, so
to speak.
The good
people of Carlucci's are here, and they brought up... They're like chocolate strawberries, but they're the opposite. How best, Johnny, how do you describe what we're eating? What's the best way to describe this?
It's dyslexic chocolate truffles. Instead of being strawberries dipped in chocolate, it's the other way around.
So these are dehydrated strawberries, essentially.
Yep.
With the chocolate on the inside.
Yep.
Both white chocolate
and dark chocolate.
And dark chocolate.
You are drunk.
They couldn't
you
be
You are
better.
Drunk on chocolate.
Well, and another thing.
And that's okay.
Well, so good.
What Bill recognizes and appreciates is just the pure act of invention. I mean, we all remember, you know, the cure for polio, of course, the light bulb with Edison. This is right up there. If Chef Johnny Hart over there at Carlucci's could explain the research development, the lab coats, the hours, maybe years of experiments that led to this.
Oh,
it took a long time.
So good. Give a little brief history about Carlucci's. It was in one location in Downers Grove. You switched to the other side of town.
No, it's there now.
Oh, it's
Stop
there now.
Drinking chocolate.
I can't. I need more of this.
God.
Yeah.
Give me a second. So we got Chef Johnny Hart here, and we've got Sharon Borkwich. She's the GM over there at Carlucci's, and this is kind of the brain trust, the leadership, the visionaries leading us not only into the rest of the year for Carlucci's, but Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Carlucci is in Downers Grove. It's right off of Butterfields and 355. Mm-hmm. You can see it right there.
It's tucked away.
It is tucked away. The original Carlucci was downtown, correct?
Right, on Halstead.
Lincoln Park, yeah.
Yeah, about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So
and the move to Downers Grove was because why?
You know, I do not know. I did work at the original one in Halstead.
Yeah.
On Halstead. I do not know why we...
It's not for us to know.
No, apparently not. It's like the chocolate truffles. It's a heavily guarded secret.
We don't question what Joe Carlucci does.
Right. Just let him do it.
A little bit. You've got to look at kind of going west like the settlers did, right? Mm-hmm. For more space. You've got unlimited parking that you wouldn't have downtown.
That's a good point.
You've got the ability. And they were able to take a lot of the different kind of elements that you build into it. You know, the bar is big, the dining room. You've got that patio section. You can do a lot more with more space in the burbs.
Yep. Talk about Valentine's Day and what's going on at the restaurant.
Well, for Valentine's Day, we have a special menu, which is going to be baked oysters with a champagne zabayon. Zabayon is like a cooked egg yolk sauce.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a pasta dish based on macaroni with fresh lobster, a mixed grill of divers scallops and tuna, and then a nice heavy-duty meat course with truffle double-baked potatoes and asparagus. And then
there's more.
And then there's more. And then we have the dessert, and we're going to call it the Johnny's Pounding Heart Cake after Johnny Hart. Get it? Try the veal. I'm here all week.
You got the big meat course and then the Pounding Heart Cake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's romance.
Every part of that sounds good.
It's up for whatever anybody wants to think it is. Okay?
Now, Johnny, that's the special menu for Valentine's Day, but you can certainly get all the other favorites that have always been
full
there as
menu
well.
In addition to that.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
What I love about them is that And they've got it advertised as that for this weekend coming up and even the weekend right after, they're observing Valentine's Day. So it isn't this one day where you've got to try to, you know, work your world around. Certainly they're doing some special stuffs on the day itself. But they've got this kind of time period built into those two weekends to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Go back to the lobster for just a little bit. What do you do when preparing the lobster? What makes it so delicious and special?
With the lobster for the macaroni, what I'm going to do is probably – cook it for 2 or 3 minutes. I'll blanch it, pull it out of the shell, and then grill it and chop it up. And you know what? I have to tell you the truth. I'll work a little fresh vanilla bean pod into that, and it's very floral, very aromatic, and very romantic.
Oh,
why are you
good.
Saying macaroni and not pasta? That's confusing me. Is it like a macaroni and cheese kind of thing? Like elbow macaroni?
It's going to be a very upscale macaroni and cheese. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just curious.
You want to be able to wash it down, right? And so you've got some signature drinks. And so, Sharon, you've got something special that you guys have planned just for Carlucci.
We do. We have a Carlucci Kiss Martini that we're going to be featuring. And that's going to be white Godiva chocolate, vanilla vodka, and strawberry liqueur.
Mm.
It's going to be absolutely delicious. And it's going to be rimmed with, we're doing crushed chocolate sprinkles. So there's more chocolate for you, Bill.
That sounds really good.
I could be there in a few minutes.
Right?
Yeah, that would be easy.
And specifically on Valentine's Day, if you need any more validation other than just the notes, texts, and just the love, maybe some kids that you've had to show just how truly, if you want spiritual validation, you guys are going to have a palm reader, right?
We are going to have a palm reader, yes. Vicki Martin, she's an astrologer palm reader. So yeah, come on out and get your future with the man you're bringing or the woman you're bringing. And
or know in advance it won't work.
Hopefully good news. Right? Yeah, that would be awful if it ended poorly. The only thing that's really missing from this equation over at Carlucci's is Mike Toomey, one of the finest stand-up comics Chicago's ever produced. Mike, how are you?
Hi, Bill. Hey, can I chime in? Also, the pounding heart cake is available for people who are going to be shoveling all week.
Exactly. Good point. Hi, Mike. Wow. How are you?
Yeah. Well said. Hi, Wendy. Good.
How do you tie into all this, Mike?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Bill, because at Carlucci on the 22nd of this month, a special comedy show featuring Jim Flanagan and myself.
Oh, that'll be nice. Have you done this before at Carlucci's, or is this the first time?
I have performed there once before, and this is a special one. It's a $10 cover, and that includes a martini, and they're going to have $5 appetizers throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. Are you just going to
think of that?
Are you going to sit on stage at a table and just eat their delicious Carlucci pasta?
I'm going to go from table to table with the microphone.
I like it.
What have we got here? And then I eat part of it.
And Mike, you will be performing in a white cream sauce, which I've seen you do in the past. It's always fun to watch you that way.
Wow.
only around Valentine's Day.
God, you're dirty. Bill is drunk on chocolate right
now. I've had a lot of chocolate, Mike. I'll be honest with you. Well, that's going to be a fun night.
That we perform in the white cream sauce, but it is fun.
Right. Once or twice a year, you have to. Get back to your roots. Absolutely.
That's right.
And for information on seeing Mike and, of course, getting out there for Valentine's Day and all the excitement, Sharon, do you have the website and address?
Yes. It's going to be just CarlucciRestaurant.com. There's actually a flyer on there. You can buy tickets on Eventbrite. You can call the restaurant and buy tickets or show up at the door. We'll be selling them at the door as well.
Outstanding. Guys, great to see you. Thank you very much. Have a great Valentine's Day and beyond.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. A quick break. And then more show coming up in just
one more.
A moment.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, Mike, yes.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, before I go, are we still doing that show at Dispenza's Castle of Toys next month?
That's on. You're going to be there?
Okay.
All right, we'll have fun with that.
Yeah. You guys should pose as the guards in the front of
the toy soldiers?
Yes.
That would be fun. Mike, are you up for that?
Kids are king there, and that's why I want to do it.
Oakbrook Terrace, Illinois.
Oakbrook Terrace, Illinois.
Come to Dispenza's Castle of Toys. That's our show. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
All right. We'll be going to the stream at 12 noon, and someone has texted us. It should be a good stream today with Sugar Bill.
I don't know what it is, Wendy.
I do. You can't stop eating those.
I've only had 11 of them. That's not a lot.
My good God.
I'm sure that's not anywhere close to the world record.
You have so much self-control about everything.
Yes.
And then these are like chocolate, white and bittersweet chocolate dipped in dehydrated strawberries. So they're tart. It's like almost like sweet tart and chocolate.
That's the perfect way to describe
them. You're just eating them like nonstop.
As I was letting Chef Johnny out and thanking them, of course, I said, Bill really likes it. A lot of times he isn't as over the top excited about some of these items, and he really enjoyed them. And then he looked at me. He's like, he's going to have a crash in a few minutes, just so you know.
Yep.
And so I'm like, all right, we'll be ready to assist if we need to.
Dane, you've brought another guest, and I'm going to take a nap.
A return guest.
Yes.
Well, you'll wake up. Okay, so Barry Sorkin from Smoke Barbecue is here, not in the typical official capacity of ambassador for Smoke. Of course, you know what he does. People in America, all around Chicagoland, know and love the things that he is doing over there at Smoke, but also here as a member today of the Illinois Barbecue Alliance, right? And their big event that they do. And this is great. So many things in the summer. You can almost, you know, go every other day and can't keep up with them all. But to have one in the winter, one of these barbecue events, Winter Smoke 2018, not only does it bring great food and great personalities from the barbecue world, bringing them in from all over the place and for a good cause.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a great event. We look forward to it every year. It's a great time. Like, everyone's sort of, you know, not us that are in the business, of course, but a lot of people are out of the barbecue mode, you know, in the middle of January or, right. or February, rather.
Do you ever have to, like, snap yourself? You ever, like barbecue writer's block or something where you got to snap yourself back in?
No, it happens pretty naturally, I find.
Barry, what's the difference in preparing something like this in the winter as opposed to in the summer? Is the choice of food different? Are the spices different? What do you do differently in the winter as opposed to summer?
I cook it the same way. Yeah. You know, you can cook on an outdoor pit in the wintertime just mm-hmm. as well. You may have to use a little bit more fuel, but you'll you know, you can get the same results. I don't other than making some adjustments to the smoker, I wouldn't change that much about it personally. I think barbecue is actually a great winter food. It's such a great comfort food. In the summer, it's when everyone's eating barbecue, and not that I'm saying they shouldn't by any means. Let me be clear about that. Right. But you know, it tends to be on the heavy side, and out in the heat, you know, I think it works in so many respects better in the winter.
I agree with you.
You know, we've talked about Windy City Smokeout, you know, over the years for a number, and that's right around 4th of July, and Barry's always a big part of that as well, and it brings in great barbecue personalities from around the country. Like this one, to have something like this, you mentioned it, you know, after you've had months away from kind of this, the general, you know, barbecue kind of feel of things, and to have it, like, Barry, talk about some of the people that are going to be there, because this is an opportunity not only to have food, you know, in mm-hmm. there from them, but these people will be there, and you can kind of hang out and talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, and I will name them, but they're at an event like this, it's not a big outdoor barbecue festival, you know, spread over, you know, many, many acres. It's in a relatively, it's at a great venue at Joe's Live in Rosemont.
Love and that place.
Yeah. And it's a really, it's the perfect size. You know, everyone who's there is very approachable. I mean, it's a much more social environment where you can interact with all the pit masters and all the people that are there cooking and the band. And I mean, it's very intimate in that respect compared to a barbecue fest. And this year we've got a great lineup. We've got Chicago Culinary Kitchen, Sweet Baby Ray's, of course, is going to be there. Famous Dave's will be. And then some more local, Sharko's Barbecue, Steamboat Barbecue, Big Ed's, Lily's Q, Charlie McKenna will be there from Lily Q, Pork Chop, Uncle Bub's, of course, Smoke will be there, Barbecued Productions Grill, and Bub City, and Real Urban Barbecue. So, I mean, it's really a cross-section of, you know, not only Chicago, but the barbecue
scene. Sounds like some that have done this in the past, and then there's a couple of new names I'm hearing also.
Yeah, you know, we try to, you know, there are people that look forward to participating every year. They like being there. They like that we're supporting a good cause.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we try to, you know, bring new people into the fold.
Good.
When you get a chance to kind of talk to someone, we've talked over the time about how kind of communal and supportive, you know, the barbecue community is. Do you have, because you came to barbecue in your own way, it's a great story. And then you've got someone like Charlie McKenna, who has got kind of a fine dining background, right? And then comes to it. Do you guys have like a right or wrong? Do you recognize that you've all been successful? Or do you guys get together and kind of hash out the details of how it's done?
Well, I mean, one of the great things about barbecue is that there are so many right ways to do it. You know, I mean, you know, barbecue guys love to sit there and debate about their method versus someone else's method. Right. But I also think that behind all that, there is a general mutual respect for everybody. And, you know, we'll talk a lot of trash, but you know, behind it all, I think we all recognize that we're all doing a great job.
You're all artists. You're all artists doing things a little differently.
Yeah, right.
But I picture it being almost like the UN, you know? I picture all the United Nations
guys.
A lot of green marble, a lot of banging a fist on a table. But you guys can get along. Why can't the politicos get along? I don't understand.
Well, that's probably a topic for another show, but certainly for someone whose brain is bigger than mine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's one of the amazing things is that, you know, on some level, we're all competitors.
Yeah.
But before that, we're all friends and we're part of this community.
There's an admiration, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Bill, you hit on it too. Because of the translator devices that they have, everybody can communicate, can get along, can share ideas and all that kind of stuff. One of the things that I think ties it into the UN and the government and all that kind of stuff is Well, in general, you always support a great cause with this. So, you know, not only it isn't all just about outside fun and beer and barbecue. Certainly there are those elements, but you always have a big cause that you support. And this, because you've decided that Puerto Rico does need more help and that they're not, you know, just fine all by themselves. Right. You guys have chosen to support Puerto Rico for the hurricane relief.
Yeah. And usually, you know, historically, we've chosen to support more localized causes. But in this year, the need was so great. And it's
underserved.
And underserved. And, you know, I don't know how many months out we are from when the hurricanes actually happened. But, you know, I know people who have family there, and for an awful lot of these people, it is no better now than it was immediately after it happened. I mean, they're still without electricity. They're still struggling to find
out. It's unacceptable.
You know, where they're going to get clean water and food from. And so, yeah, it seemed like when we started talking about what we were going to support with this, it's like, well, the event's not till February. I mean, shouldn't all this stuff be fixed by then? But it looked like it was not quite on that trajectory, so we decided to do it, and in fact, it's not. So
and been proactive with it, too. Didn't you have, like, Chuy Garcia went down there with an Illinois Barbecue Alliance check with the mayor of San Juan? You sent me that picture?
Yeah, it actually worked out great. We reached out to Chuy Garcia to find out what the best way was to get, you know, these whatever money we were able to raise into the right hands and make sure that it actually got used, you know, towards what we hoped it would be. And he said, you know, his office spoke to his office, and they said, you know, he's actually going down there the first week in February, and would be happy to, you know, hand deliver, you know, anything. And so I have to say this because we're very grateful that not only did he go down there, and I think he was down there with Congressman Luis Gutierrez, but not only did they hand deliver, you know, the $10,000 that we had raised in advance of this event, but they added an additional $75,000 to it. He and
Chuy
Garcia and Congressman Gutierrez.
That's very nice.
And there's still tickets, so you can go. It's on the 17th out there in Rosemont. I'll be there helping to MC it. All of these guys will be there. One of the many things I love about it is this is so affordable. Like, you guys have worked hard to make this event not only memorable and awesome, but also, like, I think cheap, really.
Yeah, you know, we want to have a good crowd there. I think, you know, when people go and they feel like they're getting a value and they're having a good time and they appreciate the event and they're excited about the cause, I think, you know, they will find ways to contribute beyond just the ticket price. So the idea is, let's get them there, let's get them excited about the event, let's get them excited about the cause, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do a lot of good. And in fact, we've already, this event has been, as you pointed out, successful before it's even happened, so we're excited about that.
Good.
So the website, people can get information and ticket price?
Yeah, people can go on the website, get tickets. It's ibbqa.org. And we'd love to have you at the event, but if you can't make the event, you can also make a donation through the website as well.
Barry, thanks for being here. Great to see you. Appreciate it. And Dane, as always, great to see you as well.
Travels. All right, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we are going to... You are completely wasted on chocolate. You're all glassy-eyed. You look
going to a meeting as soon as the show's over.
I hope those weren't spiked.
I think... Look at him. I've never seen you like this. You said you've never been drunk.
Wendy, Google crystal meth effects.
Goo goo. All right. We'll take a break. Bill, hyperventilate or do something.
I'm done for the day.
Have a good
rest of the show.
It's WGN.